Caveat emptor, The Secret Life of an American Art Forger by Ken Perenni, narrated by Dan Butler. London, 1993. 20 minutes passed as I waited in the oak-paneled consultation room. Well into my second day of a vicious bout with the flu, I was burning with fever and getting nervous. I just wanted to get this over with, get back to my hotel room and sleep. The day before, I'd visited the posh bank at Harrods and handed the head teller a withdrawal slip for the equivalent of $90,000 in cash. They requested a day for the transaction. When the door finally opened, I lifted my weary head to see three sour-looking bank officials stride in. One solemnly placed a package the size of a New York City telephone directory on the table and asked dryly, "Do you want to count it?" The plastic package bearing the emblem of Barclays Bank looked hermetically sealed. Inside, I could see stacks of 20-pound banknotes bound with neat paper bands. "No thanks," I replied, as a pen and paper were slid in front of me to sign. The three sourpusses looked on in silent alarm as I unceremoniously jammed the package into the canvas safari shoulder bag I'd brought for the occasion. As I rose to leave, an attractive woman poked her head around the door and gently said, "Be careful with that now." Desperate to get back into a warm bed, I left Harrods and headed down into the Knightsbridge tube station with part of the package sticking out of my bag. An announcement came over the PA system alerting passengers to pickpockets.